And we're live. Welcome back to the Next Panel Podcast. This is our 10th episode. Yes, we made it to episode 10.
Can we count it right this time? Why are you...
I say it every week, but I'm replacing some of these people.
High roof. Sorry.
Yeah, so episode 10 of the Next Panel Podcast. This is, of course, your host, Aleels. To my right...
It's SL. SL.
Wait, what? I'm excited.
Are you gonna pass it over?
Oh, I'm going to pass
it to his right.
My right.
Dre.
Yeah, Dre.
To my right.
If I'm Dre's right.
I don't know why I want this podcast.
That's a good name.
This will be my last episode.
Why?
Yo, I swear.
Why? Sorry, we got really excited because there's a mic.
No, you.
Well,
you,
I'm very excited because there's a mic in my face.
You in particular.
You see, if I knew this is what getting nice things would mean, I would never have bought any of this shit.
The more professional. You know,
I was just trying to make it nicer for everyone.
Incorrigibly you.
My bad.
Incorrigibly. That's a very good Scrabble word.
I don't even know what that word means. I just said it.
We're going to pretend like you did.
I just said it.
All right.
Now that we're through that.
I'm only here so I won't get fined.
You about to get fined because you're here.
Damn.
So, this is our 10th episode.
Number 10.
Yes. Yeah. Double digits.
Who was that in the kids next to?
Double digits.
Yeah.
The 10th episode.
Do we have something special tuned in today?
So, all month long, we have been watching live action anime movies.
You're lying.
I have.
I started this week.
Okay. So.
In 2 days, yeah. I watched 5 movies. It felt good.
You know, I would have hated to been in a group project with you niggas in school. I swear to God.
I'd have been the last day with the details.
Look at what we pulled off.
God, this is awful.
I'm not going to lie to the audience.
Nice with it, bro.
Okay, so.
I was for the lion.
So. For the last month, I have been watching anime movies in the last week, or maybe the last 2 days, more like it.
It wasn't the last
week. Or maybe you forced us to watch these
last day, like I did.
Anywho.
Last 3 days.
Yeah. We've been watching live action animes.
I didn't need a whole month. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I only need 3 days.
Okay. Whatever.
I only need 2 random ones.
So, we're going to be discussing those live action animes. Are they any good? Should they continue to be made? This and more in tonight's episode.
On the next episode.
And then we go to the commercial.
Funkmaster Flex driving shoes, baby. Right.
Sponsoring us tonight is SL brand outerwear, headwear, hair care, all types of stuff.
Are we sponsored?
Yes. Y'all sponsored by SL, you know what I'm saying? Boom, bada bing. Gonna drop some things to y'all. I hate when the light's on me right now. So while
I heard you had something about jumpsuits coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Sweatsuits coming soon.
Jumpsuits. How old are you?
We was watching Mario Brothers and stuff. So yeah. Jumpsuits. I got you, Dre. Got you.
I hate it here.
Yeah.
All right.
Well.
Hit us with a question, man.
Yeah. Let's slap a question on this.
So, first question.
It's too much for me.
You know, back to the
handy dandy notebook.
Yeah,
I'm happy that's not the Death Note. Because it would have been.
No pun intended.
All right, so I guess to start it off, out of all the movies that you've seen, I don't know how many you guys actually watch.
I've seen a couple.
Okay.
I do exactly what I'm told to do. I've seen three.
Seen three. Okay. So, were the majority good or bad?
So, I would say they're good as movies. Like, you know. If I knew nothing about anime,
mm-hmm.
and I seen a movie, I would feel like it's a cool concept. And I feel like that's a gateway to, like, anime. Because Death Note, as a movie, I'm sure we're all here to agree here that it's good as a movie.
Okay.
It's decent as a movie. Yeah, decent.
It's decent as a movie, decent. Right? Mm-hmm. But when you compare it to what actually happened in the manga and the anime... You just think, like...
It's tragic.
How do you read something...
It's a train wreck.
It's like how reading the alphabet and spelling every word you ever wrote in wrong.
Right? Like, wrote in.
I mean...
Wrote in is a good word.
I mean, personally, I think that as a movie, like you said, it's a good movie. It was a decent movie, but I wouldn't want somebody that watch anime to watch the movie first.
I don't even know if I would want them to watch it a year into watching anime.
That's what I said. Like, it's a gateway to anime. So if you see the movie, like, it's cool, and then somebody who watches anime says, "Yo, you know, it's based off a manga and anime." Mm-hmm. Then they watch the anime and read the manga. They're like, "This is way better than the adaptation."
It's like, yeah, it's basically what happened when we came in here, right? I gave it about a 3. You said it was about a 5. You said it was about an 8.
You have to retract my statement. I'm giving it a 7 though.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's a 7 at its best. At its worst, it's a 4.
I remember Death Note. As soon as I was watching, I was remembering everything that happened in Death Note.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of remembered. I never watched it,
but I'd seen the movie. I thought the movie was
good. Yeah,
it literally got better the less you knew about it.
But that's the thing, and I was telling Corin that too. I didn't remember a lot of Death Note until I watched the movie. And as I watched the movie, that's when I was like,
"What the hell is this?
This didn't happen."
I got offended a couple of times. Yeah. I was like, "Who is that?" Because Light isn't stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm confused about why that's Light.
But you know, he wasn't even stupid. He was Tucker. It was so hard.
But
like Tucker.
So reason why I give it a 7 and why I could have said it and why I could have gave it the 8 is because I keep forgetting this guy's name. But
you know what? We should hold off on ratings. We'll do that at the end. Like, we'll go through the... Because I think collectively.
Okay.
We've seen, like, 5 altogether. Yeah. Right? Okay. So we might as well save those for the rest and then do a review of each. Okay. You want to do that?
That's fine. Right? There's a reasoning for why we'll rate that.
Yeah, no, well, no, no.
All right, so instead of doing the rating and everything, I like the storyline to it. It's a good feel for me with the with how the Death Note movie is basically like how I like watching movies in general. Like at the end of every movie, they gotta be like a twist explaining why these things was done and this and like how everything was on point. That's how I love movies. Like it reminded me of like when I don't know if y'all watched The Loft. You ever saw the movie called The Loft?
No.
All right, it's a good thriller movie. It's about like basically 4 friends. Not trying to be a spoiler alert, but about 4 friends, basically, they become adults, they have to live lives, and whatever the case may be, but they end up having, like, their little secret life where all 4 of them are married, and they got, like, this loft where they bring girls back to the crib, they do, you know, they cheat on their wives and stuff.
Oh, the fun house, like in Ballers.
Kind of like that. So then somebody dies in that loft. Only 4 people got the key.
Mm.
So it got to explain how that happened or how that came about. And then at the end of the movie, brings back the whole movie. Or like the Saw movies. I like movies like that.
Okay.
So that's the reason why I would say, that's the reason why I like that movie a lot. I'll give y'all my actual set number at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Because with that, you're just looking at it as, like you were saying.
As a regular movie.
Just a movie. With the frame of reference of the anime.
Mm-hmm.
Literally everything you said executed 100 times better.
Yeah, but
in the actual like anime. So like when you see it, you'll see like what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but I'm saying that's why it's like I feel like the more you know about Death Note, the worse that movie gets.
Well, I feel like that's in general with all the live action movies. The more you know anime and manga, it's like you're watching a movie, and it's like
it's when y'all say that, it's like 50-50 because you get a person like. You get a person that, let's say, for example, we try to put a friend on to watch anime, but all he watches is movies. And then we try to get him to watch this movie. He's like, after seeing this movie, I'm never watching anime because it's trash or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get people that don't listen. That, like, if they watch, if you give them one shot to watch something and you watch it as a movie, they're not going to probably take that next joint. You get what I'm saying?
That's true.
So that's, and then you got people like...
I mean, but if you just got one thing to show them, I'd rather show them like... The movie was 2 hours long? I could show you 4 episodes of Death Note.
Yeah, and get the 3 episodes. Mm-hmm. I feel like 3 episodes, you can get somebody hooked onto an anime.
That's light work.
True.
If I got one shot, I'm not going to the movie.
I got one of my best friends got me wanting to... He's forcing me to watch... one of these basketball animes because I gotta watch it.
Which one, Kuroko No Basket?
I think Kuroko No Basket.
Yo, that shit is amazing.
God damn.
That
shit is amazing.
The funny thing about it, it's a movie. Mm-hmm. I got him watching anime, so I made him like, yo, one, I think we went to the movies to see the Broly fight. I mean, the Broly movie.
Mm-hmm.
Then I told him, like, yo, watch My Hero. My Hero Valley. He watched it. He's like, nah, this is really good. And then he went on his own and watched, what's the joint that I said? God of High School. And then he watched the basketball joint. And then told me to watch the basketball.
Guy's still on anime after that.
Yeah.
Wow, that was that's like the speed bump.
We're not here to bash anime.
Yeah, that's not what we're doing this week.
You're bashing God of High School?
Yeah, this shit was awful. Yeah. The fight, again.
We
so,
bashed God of
yeah.
High School.
We did. We'll save it for another time. But I don't want it to seem like we're just hating. The animation to it is beautiful. The fight's choreography is great. It's just the story is... is just 9, 10, all 11, over the place.
12. That's it. A lot happened
very quickly.
Yeah, the pacing was bad. That's the basic issue of it. Yeah. The pacing was really bad.
Now, Bo, I would say
mm-hmm.
majority of the movies I watched were good.
Yeah.
Just because I think Death Note was the worst one.
Okay.
And like it was like borderline okay.
Kenshin was good.
The Kenshin movies are the class of the movies for me.
I just feel like
all three of them.
Knowing mm-hmm. the Kenshin anime so well, I wanted more.
Low key, so, I did too until I really thought about it. I was like, 60 episodes. That's 30 hours
mm-hmm.
into like six. So it's like, the fact that he still fought everybody he fought.
He did.
In the anime up to that point, it was still like, he fought every fight. It was, you know, for different reasons.
So
different
do times, you think they would like...
It's fire.
So, the majority that I saw, let's see.
Bleach was above average.
I don't know. I feel like it was hit or miss for them.
Bleach was above average.
For the live action ones?
Live action got to be hit or miss?
Yeah, like all the ones that I saw, I feel like it was hit or miss. And I don't know. I feel like. I feel like if I never saw them again, I wouldn't be upset. Or if I never saw it in the first place, I wouldn't be upset.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm happy I watched the Kenshin movies and the Bleach one, low key.
Yeah.
Like the CGI actually in that got better as it went on.
For Bleach?
Yeah. Where like, did they towards go? The end. No, they didn't go anywhere. They were still they went up
no,
to
like yeah, I mean like, you know.
Not to spoil anything, but it got up to when Byakuya came to take Rukia back.
That's where it ended?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I it got that, up to that point.
I thought the newfound respect for
actually cool.
Full Metal. When I watched
Full Metal was kind
from
of
the
cool
from too. The movie?
Yeah, from the movie.
Okay.
And the only reason why I did because it's like remember how I was like off air we was debating about why I didn't like Full Metal, but
mm-hmm.
like I found the new respect for it because it's like it's
you watched that once.
I watched it, yeah. As a movie it broke it down like how
it
was
sped then. Through what might have taken longer and you might have tuned out for.
Mm-hmm.
That
and
makes
then,
sense.
And then on top of that
no, it's like for his aspect, sorry to cut you off, mm-hmm. he was thinking that because they're broken down in seasons. On,
mm-hmm.
So he thought the end of season two was a real season two. He didn't know.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
He didn't know it was just a full story.
Oh, okay, I get what you're saying. Not an arc.
So, you know, like the season finale, you're like, yeah. Oh, it's supposed to be good, but it's just leading on to the next episode.
I get what you're saying.
So when I watched that, the only thing that kind of got me upset about Full Metal for everybody that want to watch it after our pod, it's a 2-hour movie, but it's worth it. Fight wise, it's a little.
I feel like the choreography
speed, it looks so much better.
The choreography was good to it. It's just the actual impact. It felt like there was no impact.
1.5
yeah.
speed.
Yeah.
The speed at which it looks like they fly across the thing.
Okay.
It looks like you're watching Dragon Ball sometimes.
Not true. I got that.
Like Ed got kicked into a wall. Like he got there in like a half a second. I was like, golly. I went back and watched it slow down. I was like, yep, no, he was in the air, suspended for a while.
It got me, flying. I picked, like, two things out of it, though. Like, they didn't really talk about Father. Father wasn't really mentioned in the movie. And the other storyline with the guy, with the war hero.
With Scar.
On his face.
Scar.
I will say that. I feel like the movie, for the Bleach one and the... Full Metal one
mm-hmm.
at the end, it's like they were clearly saying, like, a second movie,
yeah,
yeah, it's possible
because it's like, bro, they didn't finish the arc that either of them started in mm-hmm. that movie. It's not even like that movie covers one arc, it's like it covers like the
yeah.
beginning of both of those.
I feel like they conjunctioned, so
yeah.
it's like,
especially Full Metal because they kind of like,
yeah,
they ended at like
they put the like something towards the middle of the end part,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
like at where like technically Scar hasn't popped up yet, and we're still at like the what middle of the beginning. So it's kind of out of order because it's like how a homunculi died.
It's
and Scar
it's
hasn't
two or like so.
You got the Gluttony and all of them. There was Gluttony and all of them are are beefing with them. They end up fighting. They end up having their little fight scenes, but in that time frame, Scar was mentioned.
Literally, once they left the house, Scar should have walked up right after.
Exactly, like there was mad little things just missing.
So it's like that, but again, when you're talking about like, that's why the Full Metal one, I felt that one kind of disappointed me that it felt like it was setting up a sequel. Mm-hmm. That's why I have it like below Bleach.
Mm-hmm. But
because like at the end of that one, it's like clearly they're like, we have to get a sequel for this part to really make sense.
Because
the movie was basically just about Hughes.
Basically.
And I didn't like how they, like, if it's just gonna be about Hughes, I need Roy to be like angrier about Hughes when he's burning lust, not like just walking down a list of things she did.
Yeah.
Like he's reading her like background report. Bleach set up a sequel in a way where you could just take the movie right there, and I was just like, okay, the end was kind of sad, I guess, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, if it just like another movie started right there, I'd be like, that makes perfect sense.
Even if you just put it onto Dre's case too. That would be a movie if somebody didn't watch anime or whatever. They can watch that, and then when it gets to the cartoon, you can see, like, all right, we can tell they rushed it a little bit. I'll enjoy it more, like, you know what I'm saying, that way.
I would say, in that case, out of all of them, I would say if it was someone who, like, doesn't watch anime, and I had to show them a live action to try to get them into one, I'd probably show them Bleach.
I'd show either Full Metal or Bleach. Because
I think
I didn't see Bleach, but I'd definitely show Full Metal.
I think the worst thing about Bleach is that the CGI, at least at the beginning, looks kind of like it looks cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like when they get to the end, it looks better. And I can be like, bro, it's supposed to be an anime. What do you want them to do?
Quick question.
Get a fucking demon?
Was Alphonse CG?
Yeah,
he was right.
He didn't look like it at times. Though.
Like yeah, so at certain points, I was like,
anytime he was standing still, he did not look like CG.
And
or
I
like moving subtly, but if he was like running, then it was like, golly, that's CG.
I'm not gonna lie, I got a few good ideas from watching that movie though.
Like when he was fighting the dogs.
To make my skit right, make skits funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to wrap like a green screen around my arm, like, oh my god, I chopped my arm off, something like that, and it just be clear. So it's like I just throw a little ketchup on it. It looks just like I'm bleeding off my arm.
Right.
Kind of like a dope idea. Sorry.
I would say the alchemy looked.
Yeah, the alchemy looked good.
Alchemy was good.
The alchemy again, but like the opening fight initially, why I put it to 1.5, is because
the chimeras in the beginning.
No. When the pillars were like
Okay.
It looked good, but they were moving so slow, and I realized just because how fast do I really want this human to run in real life to like make it look fast?
Mm-hmm.
So once I put the speed up, and it looked like he was running 50% faster. And everything was, like, closing in faster. Like, it looked better. And it was easier to be like, okay. And I mean, that didn't look like this. But be like, eh, screw it, you know?
All right.
So it actually worked. And
so,
you'd be surprised. You still have plenty of time to read. Because they really hold a lot of poses for pretty long.
Do you think any of the movies you watched would have been better if they did it as a series?
I personally think everything would have been better.
As a series? All the ones that you watched?
I just think... No, me personally, I'm a series guy over movies.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, if I'm watching a movie, if I'm watching a series, it'll make the whole story. Well, I'm.
Do I have access to all the episodes at once? I wouldn't be able to wait a week.
Like, I'll say they drop three episodes. All right, fine.
Netflix, you got
it. Yeah, if it drops on Netflix, you're fine. But at worst case scenario, it drops the first three episodes, and then after that, it's week.
But it would be like a mini series. It wouldn't be like a full on. Like,
yeah, you probably get 12 episodes.
12?
At most. I was thinking like nine.
Nine
or so.
No, I can't wait.
Like just to cover the plot of the movie you're talking about, right?
Or
the entire series.
You could do the entire series.
Because then I can't say that for Kenshin, bro. Kenshin's like we need like 90 episodes. That's too much.
No, I can't.
I feel like you could do three. For Kenshin, I would break it down to like three seasons
of. Kenshin cover all of the manga.
Of like 10.
Kenshin didn't cover all of the manga yet.
No, so still. In the way that anime is adapted from the manga, you do your series based off the manga, not off the anime.
So you would need even more episodes than the anime had.
All right.
Well, you just condense it.
Yeah, you condense it a bit.
You take away some of the backstories and stuff like that.
Kenshin is all about the backstories. The whole point of Kenshin is his backstory.
Yeah, I guess, but like, you can do it. So, have you ever seen Daredevil? Twice. Like, you've seen the Netflix Daredevil, right? Netflix is Daredevil. They do a lot of backstories, and they do it well through, you know, so.
Yeah, but, like, Kenshin's backstory literally, like, unveils that's his life. Over, like, literally the last arc mm-hmm. of Kenshin.
But so does.
Is just an arc to resolve his backstory.
Yeah, but so does Daredevil. The way it all throughout the seasons, you're constantly getting backstory, like flashbacks. So you can do that for Kenshin easily now in a series. I think it's harder to do it in a movie.
Sure, because they did it positive. In this series, and then they didn't show enough, so they did like three OVAs.
I would say like, it's a lot simpler to do.
I think they can do it. You could throw like mm-hmm. one of them Netflix episodes where it explains a backstory.
Like you could do one episode
that's a black story
where that's just complete backstory.
You know how many times you can't tell his whole backstory.
No, but you do flashbacks throughout the show.
Yeah.
Right? Like throughout the main series. Arrow? And then you do, I guess, yeah. Yes. I didn't watch Arrow, but.
Yes. Arrow.
But yeah. And then you have one or two episodes that's just straight backstory.
And then would it work like that if you did it like Arrow?
Arrow was because like Arrow did like it did like
the. But like you know Kenshin's backstory.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question: how many seasons is Ronin Kenshin? I'm sorry. How many seasons is it?
I don't know. It's like 60 episodes. Well, it's 90 episodes, but it lasts like 20 or filler.
Last 20 is filler.
So like 70 episodes.
Alright, 70 episodes. Let's say it's like 3 seasons.
They didn't do the last arc, is what I'm saying. Like, the anime isn't as long as, like.
But that's fine, because that's just an extra
season. Wait, it might not work like Arrow. No, because Arrow's not an backstory was his life, like.
Like, Kenshin's what he was backstory. Doing.
Kenshin's is.
Includes, like, what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like.
No, but six that's other fine. Characters you can still do it.
Are all being brought together by other character's backstory? From when he was 10 years old to now when he's like.
How all of them was during the war era?
It's literally.
And now they're all in a peaceful era. So you would have to tie in side.
Yeah, you could do. That's simple.
And then on top of that, to even cosign Bo, you gotta understand. Each episode is like 23 minutes. If we do it a Netflix special, we got 45 minutes.
You got a whole hour episode.
But remember. Where we're coming from. This is like someone who's never watched anime. Now mm-hmm. you're telling them to watch a 90 episode.
Like, but it doesn't come out 90 episodes.
It's not gonna be 90 episodes. It's not gonna be 90 episodes. One's gonna be like
you get your first season and it's gonna get you hooked.
I know, but like, so okay, so get into anime over the course of the what 5-6 years you're gonna have to watch this show.
In the first year that you watch the show, you're hooked.
Mm-hmm. Now but we're talking about a live action show.
Yeah, so look, the first year, you're hooked on the live action, right? Mm-hmm. It's a year between the gap before the next season comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're like, yo, I want to know more about this. What do I do? What? There's an anime to this? There's a manga to this? Let me go.
So you're saying that like people actually, Game of Thrones came out and they said, I'm buying the
book. The books saw a big uptake.
Because it got more popular.
They did that Walking Dead.
Because some people will want to see the source material.
Yeah, so people are going to go back.
We're talking about like recommending something. It's like, here's a quick, short, like, easy.
The first.
You're talking about like if I don't watch anime, like say Game of Thrones anime, you tell me watch Game of Thrones, I'm like, I'm not watching 12 seasons to get to the end of this damn story, bro.
That's 12 seasons as it go along.
Yeah. As you go
and if this is supposed to get me
into something else, I'm not going to get into the other thing until this story.
So no, but we're going on the fact that this is a brand new thing. It's a new show that's being, let's say, it's being recommended on Netflix, and it's now the number one show on Netflix.
I'm not talking about Netflix, right?
No, no, we're just saying. I'm using Netflix as an example.
Trying to get sponsored by Netflix here.
It's like how when I recommended.
I love Seven Deadly Sins.
It's like when I recommended Invincible, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a perfect example. I recommended Invincible. Corey watched the first 3 episodes. He called me. He was like, "Yo, Bo, this shit is great."
It's greatness,
right? Greatness. And then I was like, "Yeah, the comic book is one of the best ones I ever read." Next line, yo, send me the link. Cool, I got you. And not even 30 minutes later, I didn't even send it yet. Corey, hit me up again. Yo, where's the link? I want to read it. So you can easily get somebody into it because now he has a week between this.
The thing is,
it has to be good.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I feel like
you gotta make If something, episode I was just about to say one. That. If it's something's really good, you're going to want to.
Mm-hmm. So episode one of the Rurouni Kenshin anime
is not
isn't good.
But you don't. But I'm saying you don't. It don't necessarily but, have to be Rurouni Kenshin.
Yeah.
It could be
anything that
we use. I know what I'm saying. You're talking about like...
That, we just use
I thought you were talking about Kenshin.
No, he just used that as an
example. We're just using that as the example. Oh, so yeah, we're saying like a series.
But we're talking about a series. What I'm saying, so let's like say, for example, Demon Slayer got... Let's say Demon Slayer got... Demon Slayer got a live action Demon Netflix Slayer, deal.
That first season could be a movie.
You honestly think we ain't going to be... Oh,
yeah, no, no. I thought we were talking
about Kenshin.
No, not Kenshin.
We just
said... But Kenshin, I feel like Kenshin can work as a series. And it would work well as a series. Yeah, so if we use Kenshin as an example,
right? Kenshin works as a series.
I feel like it would work better as a series than a movie.
I think it... Honestly?
A live action series.
I feel like it worked better in the movie. Live action. Because basically everything they cut out of the anime... was everything you cannot expect a human to be able to do, so even with stunt people.
So now listen, you said how it is in a movie, right?
I feel like it worked, yeah, live action.
So how many movies was it?
Three.
Cool.
So. Now that's what I was saying, like a series of movies.
No, so I would say break up each movie into a 45 minute long episode thing, right?
He gets it.
And then you get to get more details than what you got in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You get to do the flashbacks.
And the details that you kicked out. Yeah, throw it in
you
there.
Get all of that.
So I mean, for a newcomer, I get it. But me, I wouldn't want it like that.
I mean, because you could say that. But also, if you're going to give like a show just as many seasons as it wants, then yeah, everything's going to work better.
It's not as many. It's not as many. We're saying, so I would say Kenshin is on the upper tier of the movies that we got, right?
For example, for Kenshin,
mm-hmm.
if you told me you have 3 movies to make a Kenshin to like adapt... Basically, the first 70 episodes of Kenshin.
One Piece. You're gonna watch the movies.
Yeah. The animated movies. That's different.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean,
but like, so like Kenshin, the way they like made the story work.
Mm-hmm.
Like they basically summed up those 70 episodes in those 3 movies.
Yeah.
Like all of them.
So that one,
you would get.
That's why I feel like that was fun because you got the backstory. You got that. They even cut out some of the backstory. It's just because the other stuff they cut out made that part of the backstory not matter as much.
So yeah. You strongly feel that so, the
like that Kenshin, movies are better, than a series?
What I was trying to say is for Kenshin, I think the movie would be better than a series would.
I disagree
for
with Kenshin.
Full Metal, I would think the series would be better than even a series of movies. Based off how they did that first one, they need to do that as like an actual... That would be a better like show series, like what you're saying, Netflix.
So let's
give me like 3-4 seasons.
Let's
I agree with Full Metal, but I completely disagree with you on Kenshin. I think Kenshin would work better if the 3 movies got split up into a 3-season
show. No, because if they split up those 3 movies, the way these 3 movies were, and added details, I think it would have brought the quality down. Easily, because Kenshin would have needed to literally...
You don't have to... No. So you can still cut out a lot of it. Or not a lot of it, but you can still cut out some of it. Right,
Kenshin
but
cut
the
two people in half, and one of them kept talking to him afterwards.
I got an additional question.
So you wouldn't do that, but what I'm saying is
that's one part of the backstory. That's like what builds Kenshin's entire character.
But the parts that they do focus on, you can get more into it.
You can't do more detail without adding in the rest of it, because that's literally they cut out.
I got you right now.
That like if you add in any part of that, you have to add in
again,
all of it, or it doesn't
make sense. For somebody who watches anime. I would rather a movie. For a newcomer, I wouldn't mind it. A series.
All
right. Like, but it's gonna water
I'm
it down a little
you,
bit.
I got something for it.
As a live-action series.
I think it would work better.
All right, so
as the movie series, that's good. Full Metal. I would have preferred to have not seen the movie and they just made a series. And I would have actually watched it week to week if I had to wait each week.
So
Full Metal 100. This is coming from... Remember, Rurouni Kenshin is my favorite
anime
of all time.
It was one of my favorite mangas, but
I
don't think so.
Anime is what got me into anime, right. Like to begin with. Like,
So here's my thing with Rurouni Kenshin, right? If you're saying it like how the movie is,
how many of the movies did you see?
I did not see the movies.
I saw the first two.
That wasn't my homework.
Did you see the anime?
Huh?
Did you see the anime?
I watched a few episodes.
So, Corn, wait.
I watched a roughly good.
I just want you to know, Corn.
To be debatable.
You and my mom have the same favorite anime, in Rurouni Kenshin. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, I dropped it. Well, we're not going to talk about the other thing.
It's in my top 5.
Just hear me, though. If you like it in the movie and then you made it into a series, you got to understand. I'm just going to bring you my argument to see if it makes sense for you. You take You take the movie and you just break those down in 45-minute segments, segues or whatever, for these episodes. In that 45 minutes, you're still getting your intro to where you get in, where it gets the backstory. 45 minutes in the show, put in the middle another backstory that still tells the story about what you get at with the movie. And then you just do that for 12 episodes, 10 to 12 episodes.
If you do 12 episodes of 45 minutes of Kenshin, that might be the whole series.
You can get the whole series.
In one season.
What, 12 episodes of 45 12 minutes?
12 episodes of 45, that might be the whole series.
That's so, backstory too, right? Or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can do that or do it into two.
My problem with that is...
Because like I said, people might like the series.
No, you know why? Here's... Compare the Daredevil movie to the Daredevil series.
Oh, that's a fact.
But
or Punisher movie to the Punisher...
series.
But the series was written by... It was two different...
But that's what we're saying. Look at how much more you got out of a series of Daredevil.
Yeah, but that's a different...
What
that's...
I'm running under the impression of is what the story of the movie...
No, it's not the story of the movie.
No. Well, the story of the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically the story's going to change. The people doing it, the actors that's in it, it's basically going to be the same thing. You're just adding in more of the details into a series. For Rurouni Kenshin, that means, because I remember this, there was a 10 anime episode span where all they did was explain something to you. Mm-hmm. One fight happened in the background over the course of 10 episodes. That fight ended in canon in like a minute or something. Like Kenshin just killed somebody.
That's a whole episode.
That's not a whole episode. Even if you do that in 45 minutes, bro, that's going to be like 6 episodes in a row of just talking.
No,
Corn.
You gotta understand each Rurouni Kenshin. You gotta understand each anime episode has like 20 minutes.
It's about 20 minutes.
20 minutes. So you do 20 minutes plus another 20
Watch
minutes.
Watch me do the math. Watch
you
me
got
do the math.
40.
Watch me do the math. And then I said it was 10 episodes, right? 20 minutes per episode, double it up, 40. 5 episodes. I just said it's gonna be about 5 or 6 episodes in a row, right?
Yeah, that's
I did the
minutes.
Math ahead of time. I know it's still gonna work out to
Corn,
the 5 episodes.
No, because you can adapt it. You adapt it in a way that it works within an episode.
And then you're gonna I'm gonna hold it closer to
really
the manga.
The exception, bro.
But that's what you're doing it off of. You're not doing it off the anime. You're doing it off of source material.
Anything you adapt and change now, I'm holding it like to a higher standard. Like the movie straight off coming off changed. Like, the story's different. It's different because you got 3 movies.
But you liked it.
I know, because they changed the entire... Kenshin literally...
So, they're
going to
do the same thing for the show, but you're getting more out of the show.
I'm saying what? I don't want more of that.
But what if it's good?
First of all...
It's not going to be.
How do you... Oh, my God.
It's not going to be.
A hypothetical show that doesn't exist can't be good?
I'm not saying it can't be. I'm saying it would not be good.
This is crazy.
This
is crazy.
I feel like Kenshin was the only exemption, though, bro.
How is a hypothetical show that is not being made or developed can't be good?
Because he's seen the movie and he's seen the show. He read the manga.
Yeah.
So you're trying to argue. You're trying to argue
and
into
I've,
somebody who's
I've
seen
it. I've seen
I've
it and read it too.
But isn't the argument for a newcomer?
Huh?
We're talking about a newcomer.
It wouldn't matter either which way. It would. You can do it. That's what we're saying.
I'm not do that for anything.
No.
It can't be done.
I agree with that.
I'm not saying it can't be done. I'm saying I think the movie, because it had to concentrate it,
mm-hmm.
it was able to basically the movies. You get every single fight that Kenshin got into in the entire manga, except for 3.
But a season can do
just
that.
You're not going to have all those fights in the same season because those fights
you won't
are separated.
Yeah,
by
but you have seasons.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Look, so here's the thing. When Netflix does it, if Netflix was to do it, right?
Tell me I have to watch 24 episodes of something first.
Mm-hmm.
24 45-minute episodes or something
first.
That's 2 seasons.
I know, that's why I said 24.
Okay.
No, I get you.
If you tell me I have to watch all of that first, I'm not getting into that, bro.
But
you're
watching it as it comes out. That's what we're saying.
Kenshin fight Shishio in episode
60. Yes, so that's what I'm saying.
No, but in Corn's case, you're watching it as it comes out. It's a brand new thing, right?
Uh-huh.
So you're saying, yo, watch this live action show.
Mm-hmm.
The first, the Netflix if we're saying it came out on Netflix, right? Just because they do the season dumps.
Mm-hmm. Still what if. Still
right? What if. This is a what if, mm-hmm. right? They do the season one dump, and it's 12 episodes, mm-hmm. right? You're like, yo, you can watch this, and you'll understand. Like, you can watch this. It ends, let's say, the first season ends 12 episodes.
If it's 12 episodes, 45 minutes, it's probably going to be the Obi-Wan when they're in the...
Season one will end with Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan.
Okay.
Season two would probably
end with Shishio. So, wait.
The first half of season two is going to be Kenshin walking to Kyoto from Tokyo. Yeah. All he did but you was can... think and talk to himself, bro.
You can condense that.
But you don't think that...
So then how long he going to fight Shishio for? He fought him and lost immediately.
That's our point. It's going to be one season.
Like, you have to remember...
That's why I'm saying it's better off as a movie because there's not enough... Remember,
the last fight is limited by the plot. The last fight can only be 15 minutes.
He fought on his walk. Well, not even on
the fight can be canonically 15 minutes, but you can stretch that out over episodes.
How?
What do you mean how? Dragon Ball Z stretched out a 5-minute fight.
Was that good?
No, but I'm saying you're not stretching it out into the length that Dragon Ball Z did because you're fitting 10 episodes. You can fit that into 3 or 4 episodes.
No, but Kenshin isn't long, though. That's the only.
It doesn't have to be 10 seasons.
Most of the fights in the anime, it's like either I can kill you or you kill me, or one of us gets tired.
The emotional, what's his name? The emotionless kid.
Sojiro.
Mm-hmm. He fought him. They fought. Then he got in his mind, and the fight is over.
That was it. Like, they literally did one attack and the fight was over. Yes. And then Kenshin went back to walking.
So you just enjoy the movie. Like,
it's a dialogue. I'm saying the way it's a dialogue anime.
But they're dialogue shows.
So, thank you.
Right? They're different genres of shows.
It's the same thing. You can do the
you
same
guys
thing.
Are, like, what do you mean?
It's not long enough, bro. It's nowhere near long enough.
You can't make a series out of Kenshin. I'm not saying that the series can't be good.
So all you have to do, right? If it's not a long thing, you do two seasons of long of two longer seasons.
What I'm saying, the way they changed the plot of the Kenshin manga,
right?
Or I guess the anime, to like fit into those three movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying I think they did that better than they could condense it for a series. Because Kenshin has a lot of parts that's just, like, uninteresting. So they're either going to try to make it interesting or change that. And I'm going to hold it to a higher standard because you have more time.
And I would disagree with that.
You have almost a full...
I would strongly disagree with that.
Let me paint you a picture, then, and tell me if this don't sound tough.
Okay.
Because I already had this conjured up a little bit.
Okay.
You said that...
Someone says T-Mobile is trash.
Damn.
Who said that?
BC Quest.
Oh, damn. That's my boy Keese.
Keese, yeah. What's good, Brody? So let me paint you a picture.
Okay.
You said you had there was an episode where Roni and Kenshin was just walking. He was just walking. He's just thinking in his head and before you know he goes in a building, he kills somebody or whatever the case may be. I'm not trying to simplify OD, but I'm just trying to get it.
What's up? Thank you for tuning in. We're talking about live action animes.
Just follow me. Just follow me. So he kills who? Shishiro, you said?
No, that's the end. That's the last guy.
All right. So what was the fight that you said he walked in?
So
anybody want to tell me?
Sojiro.
Okay. So for example. So here's how this episode will go. He's walking. He's having these flashes.
Mm-hmm.
It's showing the fight that he fought that was quick.
Mm-hmm.
Episode goes into another part of the episode where he's walking. These fights are real that he's doing. It's just the dialogue. You get what I'm saying? It's just
who's
how
he fighting?
Yo, huh? Steve who's he said fighting? He thought
all the people that he has these walks with in thoughts.
What he's thinking about himself.
Okay, so Corn.
Hold on.
You saw the movie, right?
So yes. Are you saying,
on his walk to Kyoto, you saw how he like fought that whole group of bandits?
Mm-hmm.
The movie added that.
Mm-hmm.
The nigga Kenshin walked up, knew Shisha was there, saw the village was there.
Are you arguing that the series would be better than a movie or they could do a series?
No, I'm just saying. I personally say they can do a series.
I think I would have preferred a Kenshin series. I think Kenshin would work better is one of the few animes because it's so realistic in a lot of the physics, you know, taken to an extreme, right? But it's one of the those shows that you can.
The man pulls his sword out his sheath
yes,
so fast.
I get it. I get it. Between yes,
him
and yes.
A bigger human being enough.
So
that
what
the man was
I'm
pulled
saying
into
is,
it against his will. He spun back around, hit him again in the side.
And he had
his
side.
Whole body
like,
bent
I
to the side.
Right now, and this is getting
flew upset. Through a wall.
This is
okay,
what I told y'all.
And he got back.
I can see why it's annoying to argue against me, but here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kenshin is easier to make as a series, the same way that Daredevil is easier to make as a series than a Superman movie would be,
yeah.
Because his powers are, while they are still impossible, it's more believable to do as
but,
a grounded show.
So,
Kenshin is more
so
grounded.
Smallville
wasn't
dope?
But Kenshin
look at
had,
but look at what Smallville had to do to be grounded the way it was.
Make him not fly.
What's his
right?
guy's name? The one who
Shisho.
No. The one
oh,
Sinosuke.
Sinosuke
yes.
in the movie low-key
shout
was
out to
than he was
to Corey for looking healthy.
What?
Yes.
Hey.
The chat, the
so
chat
he had a part. He has a whole segment in the.
You know,
in,
whatever.
In Rurouni too.
Okay.
So it's not like, and then
thank you,
Saito. All
right. So again, I'm gonna use Daredevil as the series, right? You remember how the first half of season two revolves around Punisher,
mm-hmm.
and that he's not relevant to the. To like the very last episode again, you can easily fit in these side stories into a half into the first half of a series.
But he's
this
relevant
is,
throughout the whole story.
But so is Punisher because
Punisher
he comes
Punisher.
Up. His main part is in the beginning, but his effects are felt throughout the series.
I think
rest
the first
of the
what you're
season.
Saying,
and
what
you
I'm
can
saying
do it.
Is Saito literally approaches Kenshin in every single arc.
And you can
to the point
him.
Where they like fight towards the end.
Hold
of
on,
the
Steve.
Last
Steve,
one.
But that's fine.
Like, and they add
has
more
Steve
and more
Kenshin?
Of their backstory.
Steve,
know.
Have you seen Rurouni Kenshin? I gotta ask.
So, I don't want to
like,
keep this out of debate.
Yeah,
like, but let me ask you a question.
Just that I feel like it's too short.
Let's put it like
so,
this.
Mo, I have a question though.
Hold on.
Okay.
You saw the OVAs? For Kenshin.
I don't remember them well enough
I'm
to say I do.
Counting those in
so
two.
he has a Manslayer one when with the
when
there's a war.
I'm not counting the one after because that screwed
fine.
Up. I'm about the one before that.
All I'm saying is right.
I'm just
you can do it. It'd be so easy, and I think it would.
I'm
work
not saying
better.
You can't do it.
I would say it
so,
would work
never
better.
Said you
so
can't
let me ask a question.
Right?
What would you what? All right. What do you think?
I'm not saying you
because
can't do
look,
it.
Even
out of the live
if
action movies. Out of all the live action movies that we've seen,
mm-hmm.
what would y'all say can be the can stay as a movie, or you think should be on
that's
Netflix?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Kenshin.
Kenshin's
out of
the
ones I've seen,
I
would say
movie.
Kenshin stays as those three movies. Full
okay.
Metal needs to move to
Full
a, series.
A series.
No.
Okay.
Bleach could be a series, but I prefer it be a series of movies.
What about
and
the Death
Note shouldn't have been made.
So,
and Dragon Ball Evolution.
So
we don't talk about.
I disagree with Corin. I would say that I would see Kenshin as a series. I think that Full Metal the movie worked if it got a sequel. I think it could have continued.
I don't think it could have.
Right.
I don't think you can continue that with a sequel.
I think Assassination Classroom should not have been made. Either
the Assassination Classroom one?
I was it was bad. I rented
mean,
it.
He's a tentacle monster.
And you know what? You know what's the sad part about this?
Good.
You know what's the sad part about it? It wasn't even Koro Sensei. He was fine.
Well,
he was fine.
Low key, I think that's the most surprising thing.
Right?
The CGI was way better.
It was
than
the human characters who were fucking me. Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's crazy. It's crazy. I didn't even think
like,
about that until we spoke about this. But
awesome.
Yeah, I had no problems with Koro Sensei. He was,
I
enjoyed him.
Yeah,
right? He was just as charismatic as he was in the series. He was great. It was all of the humans.
Bro, I just wanted to dumb it down.
Low key, I will say, bro.
No, it's just that, like, with series, I feel like it has to be, like, I feel like, because,
like, basically,
Kenshin
doesn't have
a
thing to, like, end each of the seasons you're going to need on.
You don't.
He doesn't have, like, a season finale.
Look,
okay, granted, but my thing is, it's just, there's a lot of, there's a lot of Netflix movies that just ended poorly.
Yeah, you ended on
a,
no, not poorly. You don't say poorly. I would say you ended on,
so it wouldn't be good.
You end it on a cliffhanger. the way that you would name it as chapters. So you would say like this is part
I'm not saying like that, but you break up the story. So you wouldn't call it a season.
You don't call it seasons. Just say it's parts. So this is part one, and it has.
So part one is gonna end with Kenshin walking, begin with Kenshin walking on part two. And then the cartoon is going to end with Kenshin sitting down thinking.
Yes.
Part 3 is going to start with him sitting down
thinking. Yes.
You know what? I got to go see my
and
master.
And then the series, and then in season 3, the series is going to end after 5 episodes.
You know why I know this could work? Because people watch Western movies, right? And I feel like those are some of the starts, stops of it. A lot of it is slow, and it picks up. You can do it for Kenshin, and I think Kenshin would be a way better series.
What Western movie have you seen that didn't have like a big finale, would you, like a finish with like a flourish?
Maybe Westerns isn't the right one to use then.
That's what I was trying to figure out. I was disagreeing that it should be a series.
I'm not saying that they can't make it. I disagree with that. No, you can agree to disagree with that.
Yeah, I'll agree to disagree with that.
Because
but
at the end of the day, it's like that's the opinion. Because
yeah. It's not like we're saying it can't be a series.
Yeah, he's saying
I'm
no.
Not saying I would say that you could get.
I'm not saying that the series has to be bad. I'm saying that the movie
yeah.
Would be
yeah. I think the Kenshin movies was out of all the live action movies I watched.
I do want to ask you two things, like as a movie, like what you thought of it, and then the adaptation part. You could
okay,
because I think that's where we're disagreeing. Well, I don't think we're disagreeing. That
how long were the movies?
Like
hour 40. Yeah, hour 50.
So that would be equivalent to what, 3 episodes?
Hour 50. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I feel like, so
but you would have to change.
Yeah, right.
That's no,
which is what I'm saying.
Now you're going deeper
that's,
into
that's
it.
That's deeper
wait,
into
no,
it.
No, no, no. That's what I've been saying.
Because now
what
you're
I'm
altering the
is,
movie to be
right,
a TV
right.
show.
No, that's where
that's
I'm
not
going.
What
so
we're
you're
saying.
No
we're
movie
saying,
ever, just a TV show.
We're saying you adapt the manga straight
so
to
no
a
movie,
show.
Though. So no movie.
The movie can exist in a bubble.
If you adapt the manga
to a series, yes.
I'm going to dislike this show.
I disagree.
More because now I'm comparing it to the anime. Because now you have just as much time.
I disagree that
so
you
now
would
what
dislike it more.
Now if you're changing something and it's a dumb change, I fucking hate it.
What if it's a good change?
In the
what if it?
You're gonna ask me that? Tell me that somebody.
So
come
so
out
let's
story,
say
so make a good
let's
change
say.
I mean, we all got listen. We all
no,
got
no,
what
no.
if scenarios? Because you said if they
Corey,
made a wrong change.
Corey. I got this one. Right. Let's say the author never went through his never did
his,
the things
yes.
he did, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's involved 100% of the way.
Okay.
I think that he can make it work.
It has a chance.
Right?
It has a chance.
Because
right?
then you would
but
have the
said,
anime. What I'm saying in that case is that then the show
mm-hmm.
I'm comparing it against the anime.
Okay.
The movies get the benefit of you had 6 hours in effect. If the movies were 2 hours long, you have 6 hours. If you have a show that's gonna have as many episodes as the anime did, and like, there's no excuse now at this point. Because I was like,
no,
the only thing missing is budget.
No, because it is an excuse. It is an excuse because at the end of the day, it's like, it's not gonna be.
So
how many chapters is Roni?
The how many chapters?
You said it was 60.
No,
60 episodes.
Non-filler 70.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me you expect them to write?
No. So we've seen the anime.
No, 70 episodes as a series. In order for the series to be right,
that might need to be more.
Not even because it would be
but
less.
I'm saying I'm going to.
It would have to be less.
But
that's fine.
It, right? There's
what
a move in the show where he hits
more.
All your body parts at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How are you going to do that with? Like,
how do we get the Flash to run fast in the show?
That's different.
It's not. It's not. It's
you find a way.
That's fucking not.
That.
That's really not.
So running and stabbing somebody.
So how are they gonna show it? Because it's not that you get hit in 9 different spots. You get hit in the 9 different spots at the same exact time.
Or you can do it like
in the manga.
You can do it like
there were 9 of his
slow mo.
Bro.
Slow mo.
What? All right. So you honestly think
like
so
there's ways? I'm not a film.
So
I'm not a director.
So you honestly think?
But
IP Man was like really hitting that fast with all these characters.
Yeah.
There's ways you can do it.
Donnie Yen is a.
Have you seen Donnie?
Like, Donnie Yen is not hitting that quick.
What are you talking about? These?
No. But it was faster.
Yeah,
he's faster.
Bro, he does that.
You can like.
There are people that do that.
So even disregarding that one, up, right?
Because literally, you can, like, Bruce Lee was doing that shit.
In
his movies.
We will look at this after.
You know, Don, you know who Ip Man is? Like, in
that's Bruce Lee's trainer.
Yeah.
I follow Kung Fu, so I follow
Kung Fu. Did you see how fast Bruce Lee...
But I'm telling you, he's not that... It's not that quick.
People have said Bruce Lee could move his hands fast enough to where you could not see his hands when he was punching.
But I'm telling you.
The fact that you can see something that...
So, you're comparing punches to 9 stabs at once.
No, but you can show that. That's not hard to do.
They did that, they could do that with swords.
Yeah, that's not hard to do.
But that was to one spot. He's just hitting you in your forehead.
That's not hard to do for a show.
Just like the Matrix, you saw bullets. You seen what?
Like,
you can do the same thing with a knife stabbing. Like,
they're wild and they're acting like you never seen shit in a movie or TV before.
I don't think they're seeing what I'm seeing.
No.
Like, there are multiple bullets. Yeah, there's multiple bullets. The nigga has one sword and that's in 9 motion. Different spots at the same time.
Okay.
One of the attacks that he's...
How do you show that
so fast, right?
So, yes. But if you can't do that...
If you can do slow motion, you can't do nothing in fast motion, is what you're trying to say.
Oh, my God.
If they can do... Yeah.
You think that's going to look good with an actual human?
Yeah. Oh, yo, you seen The Boys, right?
I know.
Wait, you seen The Boys.
Yes.
Do you remember the with
this
A-Train?
This is why I can't see these people, bro.
With his girl?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you not do that? Times. Is that not basically
the same
thing?
It's the same
it
thing,
is.
Bro.
It is. Really see how I did that without spoilers? I'm proud of you. Nah, y'all are wildin'.
No, bro, because he literally does it at the same exact time.
Y'all sound crazy. So if you can't do... What you're saying is if you can't do 9 stabs at once... Then no Marvel movie should ever been able to be made.
Why do you think in the movie he didn't use his ultimate technique even though he went there? Part of the movie was that he went to learn it. Oh, but you didn't see that part.
I didn't see the third one.
So you didn't see any of the moves that he used that doesn't make sense for a human? He didn't use it in the movie because it doesn't make sense for a human to use it.
Yo, I watched a lot of movies this month. And
it literally doesn't make sense.
You can do it. That's all we're saying. That's all I'm saying.
No, you're trying to tell me about my favorite show and about to fight.
So how do you put in a show him unsheathing this shit and the wind sucks you towards me?
That's not even hard.
Bro.
That's not hard at all.
You don't know how to direct
the black hole?
I don't know.
What?
You gonna show the black hole?
The black hole? All you gotta do is show a gale.
CMJ, bro.
Yeah.
There was a wind. It was like he displaced the air, so it created a vacuum.
But corn, if it's creating a vacuum, that's suction, and you can show wind moving. That's how you show
the
that.
The bitch was black. I'm saying it's something that you could see.
So I take it that every X-Men movie that you watch, every
you know, that's what I'm saying.
Watch,
they never, they, could,
so
they can't do it, right? They can't do it.
So Kenshin go have the budget of X-Men is what we're giving it now.
No, but we're saying Marvel's budgets now, Marvel's TV budgets are $200 million a piece.
Phoenix?
How much was Kenshin's movie budget?
Right?
Explosion?
But that's for a movie. And okay. And what I'm saying is, if you're doing it as a series,
stuff,
if you're doing it as a series now, right?
Relative.
It's just like Full Metal. Full Metal, they was doing a freaking set of bricks coming out the wall.
And I put it in 1.5 times speed, so
crazy,
it looked good.
Right? It's crazy.
And I know it's a problem, because me and Bowen are
this,
dead on the same
Yeah,
side.
Corn, come on. You're smarter than this.
I can with these people, bro. I can with these people, bro.
Let's move on, cause I swear to God.
With these people.
Yo, all right. You know what? We're at the 53
minute
mark.
And I'm arguing with someone who saw the first movie and who didn't even watch it. And
I watched the first two. All right.
So you saw the one cliffhanger they had.
I'm just showing you the
point that they had to create.
I'm showing you the point that you can make it into a movie. You can make anything into a series.
Yeah. How you gonna work out? Find me where you gonna work out.
But what we're saying is,
you
can do it. The Boys is a great show, and their budget isn't even that high, right? And
I said I think it's better.
No. So what we're saying is, for all the stuff that you're saying, how are you gonna show it? Right. The Boys doesn't have the biggest budget out there, and they show superpowers perfectly, and they could do, I swear to you, they would recreate a lot of it.
Please, everybody, watch The Boys.
Yeah, watch The Boys.
But in the movie, he doesn't use the moves that he learned.
That's in the movie. The movie is going to be a separate thing. The series is just being strictly adapted from the manga. Moving forward.
Being forced to argue
and
with
then be on point.
All right. And Corey, you can stop whispering over there, because you're not the only one who read Ramon and Kendrick.
That's what we're arguing right now.
Yeah, it would be. I would say it would be good.
If you don't see him blow out blue smoke out of his breath when he gets ready to use the sword,
on what I would like.
is wrong. Like, if you don't see the water appear out of nowhere.
If you see the water appear out of his mouth or anything,
I mean, I'll be upset.
Why?
If that's possible.
Because it's in the anime.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, all right. So, you know what? You know
I
what?
I just learned that.
So
that's just a real tough
to wait, wait,
yeah. It's just like the Death Note movie. We didn't like it because what the hell did it have to do with Death Note?
Because it changed the story, not how it looked.
To so they have to change the story, though, to make
to
the
summarize
series,
the right? last, like, half hour. Mm-hmm. Y'all have been telling me that my opinion is incorrect, that I would prefer...
No, I'm not trying to say that your opinion. That's not what we're arguing.
That's
not what we're arguing. We're saying that it can be done. We're saying that it can be done.
Remember, Bowen did this to me with the Xbox.
I didn't do that to you with the Xbox. And I'm not saying that your opinion on what you would approve. We're saying that it can be done because what you're saying that they can't show in a live action TV show.
No, I'm saying it's not going to be good.
You asked me if it would be good. I said
that's it.
No,
I never said it can't be done.
We're saying that it can be done very well. I'm saying that it's not
wrong intention
because of how grounded it is. It can be done.
But I don't think
that's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
Right?
I'm saying I don't think it'd be better than the movies.
That's like saying that's like them saying Kuroko no Basuke can't be adapted into a live action show because niggas can't dribble that fast.
And the eyes is not.
Oh man.
You got a point?
No, that's not a point.
That's exactly that's the exact
that's same
thing.
We're not saying it can't be done.
No, you what you said,
it's not gonna, you said how are you going to show nine
good.
Stab hooks?
No, what you said good. No, what you said was it's going to be disappointing
right.
when it don't you show said, the parts show the parts that y'all want.
Right.
So for example, if I sat here and said, "Yo, Demon Slayer gets a Netflix movie." I mean series. He blows his breath for the water to come out to do one of his special attacks, and they don't see water.
But instead you see the style.
Y'all see the style of what he's doing? Cold air, let's say, no water.
Maybe the water is a sound effect in the background.
Maybe something like that. Y'all gonna say it's trash. Right or wrong?
Is it gonna be better than anime?
It's not competing with the anime.
It's not competing for that.
What?
Bo.
Why?
Every time you summarize your point, you say it would be better as a series than a movie.
Than the movie, as a live action. Live action to live action.
In my opinion,
I'd rather watch the anime than the series. I'm like,
yes. And so that's where I said we disagree, right? And
that's all I'm saying, bro.
But then Dre brought in
the
whole...
And then you're going into the point.
Dre brought in the whole, like, nine stabs.
No, I'm saying you could do it, but I don't think it'll be good.
I think you could do it.
That's right. My whole argument.
I'm saying I don't think it will be better than the movie. That's all I'm saying. I'm not
that's
even
it.
Saying it's not going to be good. It's not going to be better than the movie.
That's it.
That's fine.
Why in the hell can't I have an opinion?
And we said you can.
After a half hour saying I couldn't.
All I said was I disagree.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And I said why I disagree. And then I said why you guys disagree.
All right,
but then the points that some of the points that got brought up
are debatable.
Yeah,
how?
They're very debatable.
Because
you said how do you
All right, I can break this down.
How is it debatable?
Go ahead, Corey.
Because
maybe I don't want to get accused of.
If I said I don't like it, you would tell me it's debatable.
I'm gonna tell you why it's debatable.
How you gonna debate my feelings?
When we said something, y'all was entitled to your opinion. I said having a series, it wouldn't be good. We on the other end are saying that.
I said it would not be better. No, you're saying I said something I didn't say. I said it.
Well, no,
think
that's
it
what
would
Dre
be
said.
Better than the movie.
I said the movie, bro. I'd rather a movie.
No. You
I'm
said like you said you don't think they could pull it off good.
Good, yeah.
Yeah. Right,
so,
and right, that's
now,
where we
so
were debating.
Better than the movie.
So
that's where we were debating.
I'm saying,
that's your opinion. So now when we're saying like a series, when we're saying a series, we're like, yo, you can do it. And then y'all said after that, instead of letting our opinion just
be like, yo, we think you can do it, you said, nah.
They can't do it
because
of
this.
No. Because the way they did it in the movie was okay. It was good.
And so what you're saying is that a hypothetical show can't be done just as well?
You're quoted.
I'm saying I'd rather it a movie. That's it.
Regardless of
but yeah, if you rather it in a movie, that's fine.
That's
but when you said when we said we prefer it as a series,
but no, we're arguing
yeah,
over
adding stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
We're not adding stuff.
Because you just
are,
said,
in
just
the
said
movie.
We can't
that's what I'm
do
saying.
Those
but we're not comparing. We're not comparing it from the movie to the show. We're not adapting the movie to the show.
The
movie can exist and be separate. Right. So the changes that they changed in the movies can exist in the movie. But then if they made a show out of the manga.
My argument is that I like how they did the movie.
And you can. I get it. That's fine. But we're saying we would have preferred it as a show.
Like, okay.
Person doing it. So I never said that. No, if you have a series, and now you're choosing to put in this or this, right? Like these.
But these are things that you said. Yeah, I said. Your argument was.
I never said that they couldn't do it. I said I don't think it would.
Look, you said don't look. All right. Agree.
If they
all right,
do I take it.
That's what yeah. I said.
And that's right. Yeah.
But then your defense after that was, what about the walk-in scene?
That wasn't a defense. I brought up an example. I said,
"All right, that's your example. Why?
Because that's after we went back to our newcomers. So I was saying for newcomers, for Kenshin, there's going to be times where you have like 5 or 6 episodes where it's going to be really low on action,
and that's fine.
It's just going to be Kenshin thinking about the same thing over.
And we were saying that's fine because in a show you can do that.
I'm saying though, but that would be the end of season one.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Like the last three episodes,
seasons don't have to end on a.
But I think those dry spots go quicker in the movie.
There's a cliffhanger, and I said, "Where's the cliffhanger?" There, Kenshin's walking, thinking, "Where's
the cliffhanger?" Or not a cliffhanger.
Then you said he could just walk in somewhere and kill somebody. I'm like, Kenshin, don't kill nobody. Yes. That's the point of the show.
No, I'm saying you put the storyline like you can put the
yes, but then, into so you're just gonna but throw a fight in there.
You know, that's the great thing. That's the great thing about Kenshin.
It goes faster in the movie.
Like in the movie,
in like episode 7.
So
yeah,
you know,
because the movie cut out the entire backstory pertaining to what he was thinking about.
And I get
the fact that he was walking there doesn't matter,
right? And
but
what
you're
we're
saying the
is,
series is gonna go off the manga. You're gonna have to put that in there.
Yeah,
I'm saying I prefer it how the movie did it.
Yeah,
just
that's
be
what
like,
saying.
Fuck that.
So
like, let's just do the things we can do.
But you're saying,
all of that,
like,
we got
we can do
we'll
this.
Do what we can do.
Fuck that, because you don't think. But what if it's done well? What if it's done so well, and then you see it, and you're like, "Oh my god!"
Well, that's the argument.
So
we don't think it'll be well.
So you're
gonna
say,
"Yeah, that's what we're saying."
What I'm saying is, I would be comparing it to the anime at that point, and it's not gonna be better to the anime to me.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not trying to speak for everybody
on
the planet.
So do you compare the
this is just
a question. Do you compare the how would I say this? Do you compare the, let's use American cartoons, do you compare them to the live action movies? Like, so you've seen the X-Men movies.
Oh, compared to like
the cartoons compared to the comics. Is that how you do it for all of them?
Well, I don't compare them to the comics.
But you compare them
to the
cartoon?
No.
No, right? Because it's different.
For Spider-Man,
so,
I did. Like the first Spider-Man movie, just because I was still young.
Okay.
But like by the time X-Men came around, I didn't even remember the damn cartoon.
Fantastic Four.
But
yeah.
I'm talking
so
Fantastic
like,
Four.
I hated Fantastic
the movies were those were just bad movies altogether.
Those are horrible.
Are this relatable? Can we use this?
No, because what he's saying is he's gonna compare the series.
I'm saying for our stories, for our pod right now. This one.
But like,
I mean, I guess we can to correlate it. It's just easier.
But for example, like Fantastic Four, I never read that.
So that's what I'm saying. So like Daredevil the movie to the show. To the cartoon.
Put it this way.
To
like
the
Daredevil,
the
first
comics.
Season, I saw that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they made a movie of Daredevil,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to
you're holding
it
to that?
Show.
You're going to compare
it to
the first season?
Yeah.
Of the show?
Because for like for me, Daredevil, the first season and like the old... Was it the old movie that Elektra was in?
I hated that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that one. Like when that series came out, I compared it to that movie. That's why I love that series. Cause
yeah, the series
compared
is like
to the movie is like, golly.
So what if the
show... like I have a frame of reference.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
So debatable. Debatable. I've been meaning to ask this. So, the Justice League movie. Compare that to
Cartoon way better, bro. That's easy. That's not even thinking.
All right, let's make
a show.
But
so,
for example, I wasn't comparing those two
because,
like, here I don't really compare those.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, the cartoon and the movie, like, they would both be basically coming off there. Two different adaptations of the comic.
Yeah, so why couldn't
the
series
comic,
and
so I don't have a frame of reference for that. I don't know how good the comic was.
You know, yeah, we won't slide back
can
into
I,
this.
Can I ask a question? Since we really getting over.
I'm just telling you, I know about Rurouni Kenshin. Don't talk to me about Rurouni Kenshin, bro. I'll fight you.
How would y'all feel? How y'all feel about
Kenshin don't kill. I'll kill.
Detective Pikachu.
So they wanted to save it for the game one because it's.
Oh,
technically,
okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm sorry about that. Then
yeah.
I don't want to spoil it.
I do have a question, just because we were on the Rurouni Kenshin for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But just to go to the other ones.
Yeah.
Bleach. What would you prefer? Like a, just to cover.
I didn't see. So Bleach isn't one of the ones I watched.
You saw Full Metal.
I saw Full Metal, Assassination Classroom, Death Note. and the two Ramoni Kenshin.
For Full Metal,
uh-huh.
Would you prefer a series or like, because they did that, maybe like three movies?
I think I would have preferred it as a trilogy of movies.
But if you do the movie, but I'm saying if you get the trilogy, you have to keep the first movie how it is.
I'm taking series.
You're taking the series, right?
Because like I said, series.
That's what threw me off with.
Full Metal threw me off a lot because it's like, I had a whole argument about Full Metal. Then all of a sudden I watched the movie. I'm like, the movie was good. I liked the movie. I was into it for the action. The storyline was on point. Compared to the anime. But they just missed out two things. So it's like, okay, if you made this as a Netflix special, Netflix, please sign us. If you make this,
we're not talking about you no more until we start getting money from you. Because this unpaid promotion.
Please don't be an angry black man to our future sponsors.
Yeah, man.
Cut that out.
Netflix, man.
Use your white people voice.
Like, they don't need a black sponsor.
Use your white people voice. They already got Chappelle, man. They don't need nobody else.
But you see what I'm talking about? Like, I'm so sorry. You did that in the storyline. Now you added two little problems that was missing from it.
No, I agree that Full Metal is better as a series.
Yeah.
But, like, for example,
I'm going off of the only one that's not.
Where, like, it started, the movie. What it felt like, low-key, it felt, you know those anime where, like, it feels like everything's going fine, then right at the end, it's like a whole bunch of shit happened, and it feels like they were told they'd get a second season, and then they said no.
Yes.
That's what that movie feels like. It felt like they were told they were going to get, like, an extra hour, and then they said no, so it was like, oh, shit. Okay,
so, put the cool part in there. So with Full Metal, if they had shot all three movies at once and told me, like, it's going to come out yearly, but you're getting three movies, and they did it right the first time, I would have preferred it as a movie. I think Full Metal is one of those stories that you can do in a trilogy of movies.
Yeah.
Or even the way, if you do the trilogy, the way, was it Hunger Games? The last one as a part one and part two.
Just not give you the four. Way they did.
Yeah, in the way they adapted this,
like,
first
with
one.
The way you did the first movie, it's like...
But it was still good.
It was good, but now it's like, you're going to do a sequel. It's like, well, I'm like... Scar hasn't even been introduced to
it. Yeah,
exactly.
It's harder.
No, it's father. Like Hughes is already dead.
I got
a father's nowhere to be seen. The commander's dead. It's like a lot just happened.
So
I got a bomb question to ask, but I'm gonna wait. Go ahead.
Oh no, because I was gonna say let's just do the reviews. We're already at hour 10.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Right.
So real question.
Mm-hmm.
In honor of Attack on Titan's last episode to the winter. How would y'all feel about it? Would y'all feel about being in a movie, or would you want it as a series? I think that would be a great series.
I would want it. I think they could really do it good as a movie if you give it a few years and let CGI move.
I would say shoot it the way you shot Cloverfield.
I mean, if you could do that.
I hate Cloverfield. Damn. Cloverfield is horrible.
World of the Worlds?
That the one with when it was in a house.
Cloverfield Lane, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yes, that one was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Was Cloverfield?
That's the one where they didn't show any of the aliens except for like the last 5 minutes, and it was all shot on like a camcorder and shaky cam the whole time.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Nah, I would say.
Get whoever did the Avatar thing, just get them to do that. You might be able to do something.
I feel like Attack on Titan could be a good, great movie. Like three.
Because
like
Attack on Titan does have those endings, so like, bah.
I think as a movie,
am I only one left alone in this one?
But
thing?
I don't know if I want it.
As a series?
Yeah, I don't know if I want
it. I think it would be dope. That's like a Lord of the Rings type
rough.
Of.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Only whatever because. Has to be high budget. Yeah, only the only reason why I would say a series like would be rough is because to animate the Titans.
It would have to be something
constantly.
Budget, so like
yeah, the budget. It has to be on like one of those Disney series budgets.
Like all those little. Pointless Titan transformations would be cut out. I feel like
it'd have to be like an MCU type.
Like when Aaron told Brainer, he was like, "I'm you," and then he transformed downstairs.
Yeah,
that gotta be in it. When
I'm not gonna lie,
so
that was the best moment. He was like, "What you know in?"
That was the best moment in the series.
Yo, you gotta watch it. It was
I'm up to date.
So the beginning, right? It was Rainer infiltrating.
Yo, no spoilers, no spoilers. No, I mean for our listeners, no spoilers.
That's season one.
Hey, it don't matter. Some people ain't watching. I know people who ain't watching yet.
I feel like it's better as a movie. I feel like four or five movies of that will
yeah,
be.
That first, but that first movie will sell.
Budget. But it has to be high budget. Because.
So it gotta be like, it gotta be like how that, what movie that sold dumb?
Avatar.
Avatar.
You gotta give it like that type
of budget.
The blue
one. The blue
one. Mm-hmm. The blue Avatar.
Not Last Airbender.
Not the. Does that count as a live action or does that
no,
count as
people making a bad anime?
It's a
cartoon.
It's
not an anime.
Oh, so we don't have to claim that
nope.
We free.
I love to claim Aang.
We free.
I love Aang.
But he's not an anime character.
Live action one too?
So.
No, Aang. The cartoon. I would like to claim them in anime world.
All right, so real quick, let's do reviews, like mm-hmm. number reviews. What did we all watch? Death Note.
I watched
Death Note as a 5 out of 10 for me.
All right, so let's be clear. We're gonna give 2 reviews. The first one is gonna be as a movie, and then the second one is gonna be as an anime adaptation.
Okay.
All right. So
adaptation.
Death Note. Let's start all the way at the end with Korn.
We're talking about Death Note right now.
Yeah, we're doing Death Note. Yep.
As an adaptation?
As an adaptation, and then a movie.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to give it a 0, but I'm going to give it a 3. Because I think it's just the actor that played L is phenomenal. But I forgot L. I didn't even care L was black. But I was really mad that Light was white.
Okay. That's
weird. So adaptation, like a 2, 3. As a movie, I give it a 6.
All right.
Give it a 6.
As an adaptation, I give it like a 1 or a 2. As a movie, I'll give it like a 6 plus.
So again, I'm borderline retarded. So adaptation is basically
how it compares to.
All right, see, I get smart sometimes. So yeah, adaptation. Never really seen Death Note as an anime.
Mm-hmm.
Probably saw like 2 or 3 episodes, but I saw more Black Butler than that. But we're not gonna get into that.
I like
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
So yeah. The movie itself was an 8.
Okay.
To me, that's my final joint. Only because, it's like I said, the plot twists and stuff that I said earlier. So I give that's my answer for it. All
right. So I'm giving as an adaptation. I'm giving it a 2 only because the names were the exact same, and there was a book called Death Note. You're right. I'm sorry. The first names at least for the most part, right? You know, the characters, they had names, and his dad was a cop.
The girl was called Mia.
The demon was there. So it was technically.
So you gave it a 2?
So that's
it's like, you know,
because
you
get, it had Light as a name.
You know how
right?
you get points for spelling your name?
Yeah.
Your test?
Yeah. Like that's the 200 you got on your SATs. So that's why you got 2. Right? As a movie.
That's a 2.
Oh, you
go
half.
As a movie, I would say at its best, it's entertaining, so I'll give it a 7. At its worst, it's definitely a 4.
Okay.
I have no disagreements with that.
All right.
What's the next movie?
Let's see. Kenshin.
This, like, the series, because I watched all 3.
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing all 3? Or are you doing
I'm only going to be able to talk for the first 2.
So I'm going to say, overall, as a series,
mm-hmm.
adaptation-wise, it's weird. In terms of accuracy, it's like a 4. But in terms of like just a good way to like adapt it into a movie,
mm-hmm.
I give it about a 7.
Okay.
7 to an 8. As a movie, I fucking thought it was like an 8, 9.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Sorry. As a movie, I'll give it like an 8, 9 because I feel like they didn't drag it out. You know? Mm-hmm. Fights were nice, simple. Boom. As an adaptation.
Sorry, guys.
Some of my favorite parts from the anime weren't in it. Like when, you know, when he trained with Master.
Well, you didn't watch.
No, I'm talking about the moves. He didn't get to use. That was like my favorite part.
I think
parts.
He technically used his ultimate move, but I think the first slash actually supposedly is what.
But I'm saying, like, compared to what we know,
it's like.
So as an adaptation, I'll give it like a 5. Yeah. I'll give him half credit. 5 out of 10.
But I'm not even mad about them changing that too much. Because, for example, in Shishio's group, like, the giant dude that fought his master's, like, how the hell was he going to do that?
No, right. That's what I'm saying.
So it's like, even though they left that out, it's like, okay, I don't know how you're going to do a giant human versus a regular dude with a sword.
I just wish, like, you know, the 2 moves meant something deeply in the movie.
Yeah.
Instead of just like, all right, I know them. I'm going to do one.
It's like the moment, like learning it meant more than actually like.
Exactly.
But
Don't worry about it. Yeah. All right. What about you, Corey?
Rurouni Kenshin. That was not part of my homework.
Okay.
Assignment. Did not do it. I did not check it.
All right. So for me, since you didn't watch it, we'll just skip over. Yes. We'll go back to the ones that you watched. For me, I would say as a movie, it definitely gets an 8. It was fun to watch. I think if I didn't know anything about Kenshin, you know,
probably would have been better.
It would have been better, but it was so good that I think that if I didn't see Kenshin the anime or read it, I would have been interested enough to go back.
I'm not gonna lie. Other than the fact that the anime was more accurate, if I'm just ranking how much I enjoyed anime, manga, movie, it really goes manga, those three movies, then anime.
Okay. I would say that it's by far one of the best anime movies that I've seen. Live action, anyways. So, as an adaptation, again, yeah, it does lose points because, like, certain things were out of order, certain people didn't.
Like, I wish he wasn't even with Dobin.
Yeah.
But I liked how they kind of switched him out with Janae because he had, like, the big fight with Kenshin later on anyway.
So, I'll give it a 6.
Okay.
I'll give it a 6. Yeah. All right.
I feel maybe I should move my score up. What did I have as an adaptation? Like a 5?
I picked.
You picked 5.
Me?
Did I say
you picked 5.
Yeah, I said 5. You said lower than me.
So that's why. Because while it did make changes, it made changes that were workable changes.
You know what change upset me?
What?
And I know it wouldn't have mattered because like the fight with Shishio's man at the end was pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
But like when Sanosuke learned the double punch thing.
Okay.
Like on his way there. That's like the one part of the walking that has something that meant something.
Yeah. It meant something.
Well, they could have flashed a Sanosuke training in the movies, but
yeah,
then he would have to run into the dude and it would have made sense because Kenshin was already there. And
he would have had to fight the guy that told him.
Yeah. That's why when he fought the dude, it was like, that doesn't mean as much. But it was hilarious because Sanosuke was my favorite part of those movies.
Okay. All right. So next, I guess, will be Full Metal.
Full Metal.
So.
Adaptation wise.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I'd have gave it about a 6-7 through like the first 2/3. Okay. When you get to the end, it falls apart.
So like 5.
So like a 5 or maybe because of the end of 3. Okay. As a movie, just contained within itself, about a 7.
Okay.
7. Yeah.
That's what you're giving it?
Yeah.
I feel like this live action is the closest between the adaptation and the not. And the ranking I'm gonna give it as a movie, I feel like them to like for the adaptation, I give it like a 5 for the movie. No, yeah, no 4 for the adaptation, 5 for the movie.
Okay.
Like you know, other thing else, I gave like a 7 and a 3. Like this is like the closest.
All right, that's a lot lower than I thought.
I really liked Hughes in the movie.
Yeah, I did too.
So for me, I love Father as like a villain. And
okay.
He wasn't
in the movie.
In the movie, yeah. You know, like if I'm. Watching Brotherhood, I'm like, I wonder how they're gonna do Father, and then it's like,
yeah.
Where you at, bro?
The CGI with the homunculi was cool though.
Yeah,
like the Transformer was.
Cool. Adaptation, I give it a 6.5, maybe a 7. Because, like I said, everything was on point with it. Action scenes, I mean, the action part where they did Alchemies was on point. The only person that messed me up and messed up the whole rating was Gluttony, because Gluttony looked crazy. It looked like, I don't know if y'all was watching, y'all ever watched the bootleg Wolverine movie when you get it from a bootlegger? Nobody's seen it from a bootleg perspective yet, right now.
When you can see it, when he's like reloading the gun and you can like see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
The string in the back, you see him jumping. It looked bad like that to me.
Okay.
In terms of a movie overall, I give it a 6.57, only because, like I said, the storyline was on point until, you know, the father situation and the Scar situation in there. Yeah, that was pretty much it. But all the action parts of it was really sick. I liked it.
Okay. So I actually rate it pretty high. And now that I think about it, it might actually be really good. Corn, did you see both Brotherhood and the first Full Metal series? So I would say as a movie, I'm giving it an 8. I enjoyed it. I thought it was paced very well. Al in his suit of armor.
It was weird.
It, yeah, like
that certain time I was like, this is.
Yeah, I loved to hate the fact that it was CGI. I thought you could, I would have seen them do
it. Was really close.
Yeah, right.
When the chick got out of it, like that had to have been an actual
armor, right? You know,
if that was CGI. So that was dope.
It's so I'm giving it a solid 8.5. Yeah. Right.
On the CGI.
As an adaptation of Full Metal, I think I'm also going to rank it pretty high, only because I saw both, like both the anime series, so. The creative differences that they did, it worked within that movie, right? And if they were to do a series of movies, like the way they end, it ends on a cliffhanger. If they were to pick it up, I feel like if they were to continue in one vision based off of what they did with that movie, it could continue to work, right? So I'm also going to give it, I'm going to give it a 8. It does change a lot of things, and things do happen in a different order. Certain characters aren't there. But I think it works if it was to continue in that.
The one thing I would disagree with,
mm-hmm.
and this might just be a personal thing,
yeah.
but like what it ended with like the Roy part,
yeah,
that's one of my favorite parts, because the time from when like
he mm-hmm.
died to when that happened, like low-key, I remember seeing her, like, I was like, oh, that bitch did kill him, didn't she?
Yeah.
And then like the anger on Mustang's face, like just that being up there, does bring it down a lot for me.
Okay.
Because before I did like it more than Bleach.
Mm-hmm.
But then that end part, just taking it with how Bleach ended. Like, Bleach set it up to the point where I'm like, low key, if they make a sequel, I'm kind of hyped to see it.
Yeah, I want to see Byakuya use his.
So then I guess we'll do Bleach next. I didn't see that.
Court. I didn't see it either.
No, Court. So, Court, that's all you. What would you do?
Bleach as an adaptation. High, now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like an 8.
Okay.
Because they pretty much tried to follow it. As a movie, give it about a... I could give it an 8.
Oh, an 8 and an 8.
Maybe a 7.5. Maybe.
7.5?
So it's better as an adaptation than a movie?
Adaptation-wise, just because it felt like...
It was the same thing?
They pretty much... Like, anything that they did leave out, I forgot whatever it was.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, no, like, it follows it pretty well. And the end, I actually do. Like, how long ago did it come out? Would it be spoilers if I mentioned?
That's long enough.
It's Bleach. Basically, like, he gives Rukia back his powers.
Yeah.
And, like, gets his memory back.
Okay.
And the movie ends there with, like, Rukia explaining that she took the powers back, went back to Soul Society or whatever. And then it then just, she's like, you'll never remember. Nobody there has memories of me or whatever. And it'll, like, stay that way. And she's like, I think. And then he's, like, kind of, like, looking at, what was it, his sword or something like that? Or Urahara's shop? I was like kind of just looking at it funny, and it just ended there.
Okay.
Like, oh, that sets up a sequel, but also it could just be like, go watch the anime.
Yeah, we don't feel like making another one.
We're like, fuck it, go watch the anime, bro. Right.
Was there any that you watched, Trey, that we didn't?
No.
No? Corey, I think that's all you watched too?
Yeah.
Right. And the only other one that I really watched was the Assassination Classroom one.
Mm.
As a movie, I'm giving it a 5. If I never saw it again, I wouldn't be mad. I rented it. I would never spend my own money to watch it again. But if I was to see it on something and there was nothing else to watch, I would put it on.
You said you'd put it on?
If there was nothing else that I could think of to watch, I would put it on and not be mad that I sat through it.
Damn.
Anytime you get in that situation, just call me. I'll remind you. You could just rewatch Naruto.
As an adaptation... I would say it did try to stick to it. It like it shortened and condensed and brought things happening closer and faster. So you don't get emotionally involved into it the way you do in the show. But it did try to at least show everything. The thing that gets me upset is, again, it wasn't Koro-sensei that is my least favorite part of the movie. Right, it's the human actors.
Which is crazy.
Is Koro-sensei in it?
Like, yeah, he's in it. He's in it. He does all the things he does. He's in it from jump. Right. I would watch it again just for him.
You would think.
Okay.
I have another one I want to rate.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna rate Dragon Ball Evolution.
Okay.
Trash.
As a movie, record label, and a set, I give it a 0.
Trash.
As an adaptation, a set, I give it a 0. Yeah. Anybody else want to chime
agree.
In on that?
Agree.
Agree. Thank you. Yep.
I disagree.
Yeah, I disagree too.
I would like to give it a negative.
I knew he was going to go negative.
Oh. Again, so as an adaptation, I'm only giving it a one.
Okay.
Yes.
For the names. For the fact that there's Dragon Balls, right? Piccolo, you know.
Was Piccolo green?
Yeah, he was green. He was green.
Goku was not a monkey.
He was green and British. It was great.
Speaking of guns, shout out to James from Rocket Power. He actually tried to shoot at Ash before. I think he's like one of the toughest villains. Yeah.
So
he popped out of a robot Kangaskhan and started dumping at them. I give him props.
That was a good shotty?
Yeah, shout out to James.
Shout out to James.
Yeah, in the beginning, the first season.
He shot at them.
No, of Pokemon. He shot at them.
Really?
We're gonna.
Why you think?
I think we're gonna draw it to a close here.
Yeah, 100%. I just wanted to shout out James because he shot at people.
I just want to say, I don't know how true this is, but
shout out to James.
Lord, please, before I die, bring me Zelda on Netflix, please. That's all.
It was supposed to get a show.
I know,
but we'll save that for we have another episode, maybe on our 20th episode.
That's all right, man.
Again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for staying with us until episode 10. There's more to come. We are just getting started, and it's only going to get better. Although, again, with the way these guys operate, you can't give them nice things. But thank you. Hate it here.
So, another thing. Did you end it?
So,
if you guys want to leave us topics for us to argue about, you know, you can pick the teams between four of us. And we'll just debate on the subject, no matter what it is, if it has to do with gaming, anime. No, give one of us a hard topic, one of us easier topic.
And he says debate, but truly, he means argue.
Yeah.
It's gonna be an argument.
Like, that's an argument.
That's fun. Yeah. Like, you know, you could do hypothetical fights. Mm-hmm. You could do a lot of what ifs, and we'll argue on it. You know?
I'm not gonna lie though, that was dope though. I never thought me and Bowen would be on the same side.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, so one week...
It's fun being on Bowen's side, right?
Yeah. Yo, it's crazy.
Wow.
Right?
It's entertaining.
It is.
Damn.
It wasn't helping too much. He kept saying, before a newcomer, I'm talking about me, though.
No, I'm
talking
about
you. It's how it feels to be on the white side.
You don't see
us? Yeah. All right.
That's cool.
Damn.
So, yeah,
you can't trust that side of the room all the time. Don't worry. Next week, me and Bowen will be back on the same side and everything.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully.
Shout out to Kaiju number 8 and to Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yes.
That's who you shout out. The season is done already.
And also, new season of My Hero Academia.
You don't shout him out when it's about to come out, bro.
It's out already.
Yeah, it's out.
In case people didn't watch, don't know yet.
All right.
Like, My Hero, sponsor us, though. We need hero outfits and be in the anime. Yeah,
leave us topics and pick the teams. And, yes. We'll be sure to present it to you guys.
I'm a big fan, please.
You already know.
Thank you.
You are.